Chapter 26. Please think out of the box. Christ Michael. Through Eve. June 20th, 2013. Good morning, Eve. This is CM a few days after publishing Beyond. It's now time to make some comments on the situation. At first, please take again my deepest gratitude for speaking out things of which some forces had never dreamt they'd ever come rolling over anybody's tongue, leading inevitably to reactions which were more or less expected. We have been closely observing reactions, and while I'm pleased to say they have come out to be more positive, way more positive than expected, there are some hardliners who have not seemed to move, not even slightly, which is regrettable. Beyond is a great chance to think out of the box, an open window of opportunity to view things from a different perspective. And sooner or later you must think out of the box. Have we not told you more than one time that many of you who are reading here are not uneducated seekers but having some considerable universal careers in the background? Fundamentalism. So, it cannot be about waiting until some kind of fundamentalism shows up at your horizon to nail you again to a matrix of having to be good sheep. It was more than one time when I tried to explain to you how my creation is meant to work. My creation has a strong focus on evolution, and fundamentalism is death to any kind of real evolution. You can see that many times, reviewing your history, how downward spirals are being entered by civilizations manifesting fundamentalism. Perhaps some of you are now pondering where their connection is in regard to fundamentalism. Let me explain further. There are those among you who see the Book of Urantia as a fundamentalistic work. I'd say, it has turned out to be a great foundation, it contains much truth, but as Manjaronson recently told you, adaptions have to be made, left out things told, incorrect statements deleted as there was intentional fake included. So also with the UB, it's essential to think out of the box. In Beyond, we have taken some efforts to grant you a better understanding now, some try to prove you being wrong by reciting the UB. This is pretty much fundamentalistic, isn't it? Especially, as you were already told in Beyond, that even the UB should not be regarded as something carved in stone. Some of you say, this is not how creation works. So, dear ones, you are telling me how creation works? There are myriads of ways how creation works, explored ways and other ways which still need to be explored. But there's a basic concept to my creation, while love and humility is the common denominator to every creation as decreed by Papa Source. Sometimes, if there's harm to creation, tough love has to be applied. I was about to apply it. Unfortunately, some were not pleased by that. But you cannot simply take the cure for different concepts and expect it to work on another concept being totally different. You, beloveds, you need to think out of the box, as this is the foreseen concept of my creation of Nebadon. Gurus. There is still a tendency to look for gurus. But looking for gurus is hindering your development. Nobody will spare you from making up your mind finally, and if you deny that, you're going to find yourselves in a dead end. A guru is not always a person, it can as well be a certain philosophy or mind construct. It can even be implanted fear about an enemy just in your head, a mere image which you bought. Whatever your guru is, it binds your forces and makes you glued to something which is then in control over you, as long as you don't recognize and stand up to be free again. Rather makers than matchers. Beloveds, universe is not in need of slaves. The be a good dog and get a reward system is not the basis of my creation. Commitment to Papa Source, including 100% service, must grow inside your hearts, and it must be fed with the intelligence of the soul, so that talking about the flame of love can be literally felt in every word you say, otherwise you make words become hollow shells. It's not about performing service in order to be rewarded by anything. A heart carrying the ignited divine flame will find fulfillment by being in service, humbly and pure, and once it is like this, divine gold will come raining down on you to overwhelm you with bliss. Before I get too poetic now, let me try to express it more in a get real way. I wish to have originals, not copies. I wish to have people around in my universe who are rather makers than matchers. Once you are truly anchored in the divine, growth must be allowed beyond intervening a washing machine. The basics needed for this are an idea about my idea of creation. It's helpful to research here. Now, as it is with archaeology, if you dig through the dirt and layers of soil, it may happen that you find relics, old tombs, or even buildings or monuments. Hard times for pioneers. CM, well, Eve, something about the importance of a monument was stored in your DNA. You know there was some mystery to be revealed, but you had never dreamt that you had to move far away into the density of matter to finally be able to get to the core of the mystery. As you will have realized, Eve, pioneers do mostly have a hard time. In the history of Urantia, there were times when people believed that Earth was a disk, and then an ingenious mastermind incarnate found out that Earth was a globe. Many scientists and inventors have been ridiculed for their new insight. This has not changed until this day, but they all had something in common. They were able to think out of the box. Whenever you get the impression that somebody wants to hinder you to do so, something is wrong, very wrong. Mankind is in need of pioneers. While having heard and accepted meanwhile that this planet is a globe, mankind might still believe that universe is a simple construct with God's office in one corner, and him pulling the strings to fight his boar. But you must come to understand that there is so much more and that Papa Source does not strive to gain orgasmic feelings from being praised and adored by submissive subjects rolling around in the dust of some planetary floor. Misuse of education as a prison of mind. Having a look at your education system, what do you see? They want your kids to get conform in thinking and believing lies about reality, so that the system can be fed with good slaves. Even as worse as entrapping the body into a prison is entrapping mind into a matrix. Good education encourages individualism, to find out more, to stretch out wings to fly. The contrary of that cuts the wings of an individuum in order to fix it and tie it to the ground. Teaching is about being a way shower. And of course, teachers must be discerning people being able to think out of the box. Equal what you explore, enjoy your fascination about it, but make up your own research about it. Put your crutches away. Certainly, thinking out of the box is not everybody's cup of tea. I cannot force you to do so if the needed maturity triggering that has not yet been developed by an individuum, but I'm always offering to you my direct guidance. Now, Eve, let's close the topic for today, and thanks again for your encouraged thinking out of the box. I hope more people will embrace this inspiration as a support to develop a stronger character aligned with divine ethics and moral, so that they might finally be able to put their crutches aside and start walking without them in a strong and upright manner as it has been defined for all citizens of Nebadon. Salut, this is your Big Cheese Siamatin.